If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We hope to be able to help you with the latest medical knowledge, take advantage of that knowledge, change your behavior, change your health, get a do-over so you can live younger. We talked, of course, about the Swedish study where if you have those five healthy behaviors, same as the Nurses' Health study, same as Essie's study, although Essie's is more strict on diet, less on the other things, but if you have no cotinine, no tobacco products in your urine, you have a normal waist for height, that's a waist half of your height, you eat a diet avoiding the five food felons, saturated fat, trans fat, simple sugars, added syrups, and non-100% whole grains, and you have a little alcohol every day, but not too much, and do 30 minutes of exercise a day. Those five habits, you do those, you have an 80% reduction in your heart attack risk. Now you say, well, I've got to die of something. Yeah, but you don't have to die soon, and maybe, as Ray Kurzweil says, if you make it to 2024, we'll know how to repair most of your organs, so you'll have the choice of when you do repair or don't repair. One of the most interesting areas of treating disease now, if you're worried about dying of something, is treatment of cancer. So it's always been thought that maybe we could harness your own immune system. Just like it fights off bacteria, maybe it could kill your cancers. And then we also said, why is it that it doesn't do it? Well, it doesn't do it because most cancer cells have learned to put out what we call immune-modulating chemicals that drives your own immune system away, that blocks your immune system from attacking the cancer. Well, now we've got ways of fighting those signals. That's right, we've been experimenting with so-called immune therapies for cancer all the way back in the 1850s when German doctors noticed the tumors would sometimes shrink if they became infected, and they often then put bacterial infections into the cancer site, injected it in the hopes that the cancer would get attacked and die. Didn't work out that well, and some of these spread very quickly. But 165 years later, and many false starts, the principles of stimulating your immune defenses to fight your cancer has finally found three different drug classes. One of them is called the checkpoint inhibitors. So you have something called the checkpoint, and if you put out a checkpoint, it stops your immune system from attacking. You can inhibit this area, and then you can attack these cells. Well, by unleashing your body's disease-fighting T cells against tumors, these drugs, which now goose up, they rev up your immune system, have been shown to potentially significantly extend the lives of people with advanced melanoma. Advanced melanoma was the first of these, the most deadly skin cancer. This expanding field is now going to lung cancer, pancreatic cancer. You'll notice these are solid cancers. That is, they're tumors that are solid, like melanoma is a solid. It's not got air in the middle of it. It's not in the middle of a, it's not traveling through the bloodstream. It's solid tumors like kidney cancer, lung cancer, melanoma, that's the skin cancer, pancreatic cancer, and ovarian cancer, the ones that have been targeted, and it looks like these drugs are about ready for prime time. 1 in 22 Americans, 14.5 million Americans, are now cancer survivors, and this is triple the numbers seen just 40 years ago, but it is supposed to go to 2020. Almost half of the American population, half of the Canadian population will get cancer in their lifetime and have the chance of being thus cancer survivors. And now one of the problems, well, these are very expensive drugs if you look at the prices being charged for them. I looked at the prices, $10,000 a month. Woo! That's incredible. And you can say, well, what are the? Why are the drug companies charging that much? Well, the cancer area has gone from earning the drug companies $3.7 billion 10 years ago to $91 billion. Holy mackerel, $91 billion this year. So these charges, and they say they need them for all the false positive steps. That is only about 1 in 10 cancer drugs that they actively test proves out to be successful. Well, that seems a little high to me. And in fact, if you look at it, the people who are leading the backlash against the high price of drugs are physicians. That includes me, are just appalled at the cost of these drugs. Well, that's my subject, my editorial subject of the week. We're going to have a lot more of these good drugs available, and I think we're going to be able to harness the immune system, and hopefully we'll be able to afford it. Now, let me talk to you about two Real Age Tip of the Weeks, if I can squeeze them in. So let's start it. And this is one is on the anti-cancer shot that saves kid lives. Remember in the first hour we talked about sexuality and teaching it to 9th and 12th graders. For Goodness Sex was the book by Al Vecchio. Well, by the way, Al V, Sex Ed is his Twitter handle. Well, this is the anti-cancer shot that saves kids' lives. If scientists devise a vaccination that protects against colon, breast, or any kind of cancer, you'd round up and line up the family, especially if there was virtually no risk, right? Yes. But just the opposite has been happening, as Gardasil, the vaccine which protects against HPV, heated up debates. HPV causes most cervical cancers, anal cancers, vaginal cancers, penile cancers, and many oral and throat cancers, as well as genital warts. Because it's transmitted sexually, HPV, though it's passed via skin, shots work best when they're given before there's any chance of sexual activity. Routine vaccinations are now recommended for girls and boys starting at age 9. How many in America are getting them? About 50% of girls and about 35% of boys. That's way too low. It takes just 15 minutes, a short time, and with low risks to save your child's life. I do it. We did it for our kids. I tell you to do it for yours. The real age benefit of patrolling your child's health? 9.2 years younger for your health. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Thanks, Sona, for great engineering. Thank you for bearing with me as I was alone today, except for Gary Ginsberg. And thank all of you for your great questions. We'll be back next week with a new show on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissues, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality. With NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics, NeoCell.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction. But where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also